Good morning.
Good morning.
Beautiful day to worship with you as God's mercies remain fresh and new on this day the Lord has made. Plenty of reasons to rejoice in it, including the opportunity to hear his word once again. How many people are trying to get your attention and have you think the way they do? And how many ways are being utilized to do just that? Not all of that is bad necessarily, which also means not all of that is good. How can we tell the difference? And what can we do to make sure we're filtering the bad from the good? Well, Jesus has an answer for us, and his answer cuts right to the chase. It's found in our Bible readings for today. And so we continue with this question. Does he have your attention? I invite you to the invocation on page 3 of our worship bulletin. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name.
Who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases.
Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us.
Lord of life, I confess that I am by nature dead in sin, for faithless worry and selfish pride, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do. You should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In his great mercy, God made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in our sins. Therefore, hear the word of Christ through his called servant. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord for the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you. Hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you.
Amen.
Please be seated. On this Sunday of Easter, a reading from Holy Scripture from the book of Acts, the 20th chapter, reminding us of the fact that the misleading of people will unfortunately take place within the visible church. The remedy for this is staying connected to God's Word. Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth in order to draw away disciples after them. So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears. Now I commit you to God and to the word of his grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
join in our song for today, Psalm
23. We'll sing it as noted. Jesus encourages us to examine the various voices in this world that are vying to get our attention, to do this so that we will not be deceived by those false voices. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 John 4. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who was in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world. And the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
I invite you to stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. John, the 10th chapter, where we hear of the fact once again that Jesus is the Good Shepherd who laid down his life for us. Whose voice better to listen to than his? I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace remain ours in great abundance, thanks to God our Father, and such is shown to us through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures this morning. We hear once again these words from John chapter 10, where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This fourth Sunday of Easter is also known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Fitting with the readings that we have before us today, and keeping in mind what a shepherd does, protecting the flock, sharing his or her voice, which the sheep then become familiar with. The sheep look for that voice and follow that voice. We know who the Good Shepherd is. We have come to know his voice, and he continues to encourage us to listen to his voice. There are some other I am statements that Jesus has made to serve as memory aids in our getting to know him and the importance of our relationship with him. Just real briefly, what are some of those other I am statements that Jesus has made? I am the way. Right? And then you can add that with, I am the truth. I am the life. I am the door or the gate, right? I am who I am. I am the vine, right? I am the living water, right? We could come up with multiple I am statements to emphasize all really going back to that one truth where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to heaven, to salvation, to peace, true peace, than through me, the Good Shepherd. And then tie that in with I am the vine, right? If we're connected to the vine, we can be healthy, we continue to grow, but disconnected from him, well, we die. So there are three key takeaways from today's text on John 10 under the I am the Good Shepherd. One of them being this, that Jesus knows you. What does that mean for you? That Jesus knows you. You're not just a number to him. You're not just a thing to him. You're not a blob. You are a human being. You are a created being, one that he gave up his life for. And that's a second key takeaway. Jesus, our good shepherd who knows you, laid down his life for you. And the third key takeaway, in light of the fact that Jesus knows you and he laid down his life for you, is to listen to his voice. Why would Jesus lay down his life for you? I mean, if he really knows you, what was he thinking laying down his life for you? What makes you so special, so deserving of Jesus, the Son of God, leaving his throne above and giving up his own life on the cross for you? That's the great thing about it. Because there is nothing special about us or deserving of us that Jesus should go and do this. This shows the greatness and the love of Jesus. How he truly is the good shepherd who was willing to lay down his life for the sheep. That's what a shepherd does. And he did that. In contrast to the shepherds, small s, who might show concern about you, but for ulterior gain. And then when push comes to shove, see you later. But Jesus emphasizes here, I have skin in the game. I'm not just here to fleece the flock. I'm here to give up my own life for you so that you can have life. And so part of that takeaway of under the fact that Jesus laid down his life for you is understanding the fact that he has skin in the game in your salvation. And he proved it by his walk, his journey to the cross. Because he knew in advance that that's where he would end up. And yet he was still willing to do that. Because he knew, left to ourselves as sheep, what would happen to us. We would just wander the earth with no sense of real purpose and be lost. Maybe you remember what happens during a storm if sheep are left to themselves. They all crowd together to one end of the pen and end up basically suffocating those who got pushed against the corner. And this is who Jesus died for. Sheep like us. Also, Jesus points out the fact that he gave up his life. It really wasn't taken from him, even though the religious leaders of that day pushed Pilate to have Jesus sentenced to death, and they stirred up the crowd to yell, "Crucify him." It was still Jesus who was willing to go that way and utilized all that hatred toward him as a way of salvation, even for those who, as he said, did not really know what they were doing, but they still were held responsible. And so Jesus, by laying down his life for us, so that we could have that forgiveness of sins, that peace of God, be reconciled to God, which our sins called for, he has set us up for heaven. That's the goal. To not just get us through this life, but to get us through this life and into heaven, where all things will be new again. In the meantime, take comfort in the fact that Jesus knows you, sins and all, and has won for you forgiveness of sins, and with that then comes a new way of looking at life and the gift of eternal life. That helps us put this life in perspective. With all the worries, the concerns, and the fears, and the doubts, the illnesses and tragedies, Jesus still knows you. And his life was still laid down for you. And heaven is still waiting for you. Now, to keep that a reality for you, what does he encourage us to do? To listen to his voice. Well, how do we do this? Well, you're here today. That's one way. Taking time during the week to reflect on the Word of God. There are various ways to do that, right? Just reading the Bible itself, coming up with your own Bible plan, a chapter a day, a half a chapter, 5 chapters a day, whatever works for you. Using the reflection questions, getting copies of Meditations, Forward in Christ articles, opening up the catechism, getting together with an individual or a group of people to study the Bible, opening up the people's Bibles. What's at stake? Why that encouragement? Well, how many people, again, are trying to get your attention? And as it's been said before, if God has our attention for 1 hour a week, who has our attention the other hours of the week? And who eventually could win out? Not will necessarily, because the Holy Spirit is powerful And even through that golden nugget that we get each week, the Lord can keep us connected to Him, but it becomes harder, doesn't it? As it seems, who is on the attack more and more these days? Satan. And how is Satan described here? The wolf. How else is he described in Scripture? The roaring lion, who's hungry to devour you. And the wolf as well gives that picture of someone hungry to devour you, and very deceptive in his attempt to devour you. And who partners with the wolf, Satan, to devour you, to get your attention? Well, the unbelieving world and our own sinful nature are good partners with Satan, trying to get our attention, to get our attention off of Jesus and His voice and His way of living, and to put the attention on you and your way of living. And if we think Satan's not good at his job, look around. How many of your children, your family, your friends have been bitten, have been attacked by the wolf, and have succumbed to his bite? The voice of Jesus is not even resonating in their ears. The warning is vital. The warning is needed. The encouragement as well. Because in that warning is also the encouragement to listen to His voice. His voice then becomes our identity. Because through the blood of Christ and the calling, through the gift of faith to be His own, this has become our identity. Do people know this identity about you? Or just this group? Because who else does Jesus want to hear His voice? He says, I have other sheep that are not in this sheep pen yet. I have other people I want to bring into my... I want all people to come into my sheep pen, heaven. And who does He use to have that happen? You. So are you living that identity? Are you not only listening to the voice of Jesus, but also sharing the voice of Jesus with your children, with your grandchildren, with your friends, and with your family, with whoever? So that they can come to understand the realities of this world, why things happen, sin and consequences, and then the solution, Jesus, and that this is not all there is. Heaven is waiting for us. Jesus laid down His life for all people, and so He wants all people to come and know that truth and to be at peace with Him now and in eternity. But Jesus knows that's difficult because Satan is good about putting barriers up in our path when it comes to sharing the Word and being in the Word. And so we need this reminder of how Jesus, the Good Shepherd, knows you. He knows the distractions that can get in your way, and so He encourages you to knock them down. And He gives you the strength to do just that by staying connected to His voice. The voice of reason, the voice of truth, the voice that enables you to stand firm in your God-given identity, and the voice that allows you to be that equipped witness that He's called us to be. Because heaven has become our goal. This is Jesus' goal for us, and He has done what it takes to make that goal our reality. And so He encourages us to not miss out on that goal. by making sure we are listening to His voice. And as we listen to His voice, the more we are able to recognize and drown out the voices that are trying to steal us away from that goal of heaven. God, continue then to have your ear, to have your attention, as He continues then through His word to encourage you to be His witnesses with the goal in mind, the one He laid down His life for. He knows you, and He wants to share heaven with you. Keep listening. Amen. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus, the great I am. Amen. We join in a confession of faith. It starts on page 8.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We pray. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise You for reconciling us to Yourself through the sufferings and death of Your dear Son. Through Him we have confidence to enter into Your presence and to bring You our prayers and petitions. Out of the infinite bounty of Your goodness, grant us a rich measure of Your Spirit.
Let the love of Christ fill Your church, so that it may flourish in all good works. Help us show love and compassion for all who are in need.
Bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of Your mercy, that they may turn to You, the only God, and find salvation in You.
Strengthen our faith, so that
a special measure of Your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive Your blessed aid. Give us always generous hearts to use what You have given, to spread Your gospel near and far and bring people into heaven. Life is precious, so thank You for the gift of life, able to be celebrated this week as family and friends celebrate a birthday. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring You our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions, and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus our Savior.
As we continue with the sacrament,
lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We praise and thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. And we remember the great acts of love through which he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil's power. Guided by your grace and instructed by your word, we approach your table with repentant and joyful hearts. Strengthen us through Christ's body and blood, and preserve us in the true faith until we feast with him and all his ransomed people in glory everlasting.
Amen.
And we also pray,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Now may this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace, sins forgiven. Amen.
This is Christ's body, given for you, for the righteousness of sin. Take and eat, drink this, is the true life of our Lord and Savior Jesus for your sins. Shed for the remission of sin. This is Christ's body, given for you. Take and drink this, is the true life of our Lord and Savior Jesus for your sins. Shed for the remission of sin.
Now may this strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace, sins forgiven. Amen.
pray. Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, relearn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may hold firmly to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
We could spend an hour or more exploring the voices that are trying to get into our head and how then to best stand up to those voices. Well, one way we can spend more time in that is through Bible study. Today, for example, we continue our look at the Genesis flood and how that speaks to the realities of how life is today and why it happened and what it points us to. So just a reminder of that. And other Bible studies that take place during the week and during the month, you can find those in the bulletin or also on our website. Then speaking about staying equipped and listening to the voice of Jesus, in a couple of weeks, first Sunday in May, we have our examination and confirmation taking place at the late service. Confirmation, as you know, right, is not just the end of Christian education, but just another tool in the arsenal, a stepping stone to prepare for the next level of attacks that will come, especially during those teenage years. And so I thought about this year, and I even told the confirmands that we're going to have the congregation ask the questions this year. Wouldn't that be interesting? But we're not here to embarrass them, but rather we know that they are equipped and will continue to be equipped. So it's more of a formality, and we welcome them into the next level of their relationship in the Lord. So just keep that in mind. Keep them in your prayers. We, this coming Saturday, are looking to host a men's conference for the NorCal congregations. And so you're still welcome to sign up. The overall theme is on encouragement. How can we encourage one another? Why do we need encouragement? And so forth. Keep that in mind. It starts at 10. It'll be in our multi-purpose center. In addition to the weekly news, I just encourage you to check that out for what's going on along with the bulletin. One final voice to listen to under the Good Shepherd. Our Board of Stewardship Chairman has some words of encouragement. Chuck.
Good morning. I'm glad to report that operating budget offerings to date for this current fiscal year, beginning last July 1, are a bit ahead of budget, doing well. This is helping us build up reserves for future repair and maintenance work that's around the corner, like classroom exterior repair and painting, and upcoming re-roofing needs. So all in all, offerings are supporting our ministry plans, and we're very thankful for that. Our not-without-purpose offerings continue to lag a bit, but special offerings have helped pick up the slack. You'll recall that these offerings go first to paying off the mortgage, then to building up our tuition assistance fund, and then also to build up the funds for ongoing maintenance and improvements. We're on track to pay off our mortgage several years early, but could use a little push in offerings to accomplish that. Sometimes it may seem that the money aspect of stewardship gets all the attention, but a very important part of our stewardship is the work of our many volunteers. St. Mark's has a large and vigorous group of volunteers. Many members contribute of their time and talents in areas such as financial management, event coordination, Saturday morning work crews, taking care of the altar, in-classroom volunteers, building maintenance and improvement, Sunday morning greeting, landscape upgrading and maintenance, musicians and choir members, serving on boards and committees, and so forth. I imagine that most everyone here today is either a volunteer or is sitting next to one. So if you're not yet involved in helping out, I encourage you to get involved in something for which you have the talent and interest. There's something for everyone. It doesn't have to be much. And there's a lot of satisfaction in working together with fellow Christians doing God's work. Please contact Pastor Colander or myself if you have some thoughts on how you can serve. Thank you again for your attention and your service here at St. Mark's, and have a blessed Sunday.